The Father, and the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Good morning once again. It's great to be here on this beautiful day. Once again, in today's gospel, we have the theme of Jesus telling the people that he is the bread of life. It's a familiar theme where Jesus tells us that, quote, "Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." When I was studying information about these gospel verses, it came to me that we should really start by going back to the familiar verse from the Old Testament book of Deuteronomy. I realize it's not in today's lectionary readings, but it is what is behind this whole series of readings we've been hearing from St. John's Gospel these past few weeks. In this verse from Deuteronomy in the Old Testament, chapter 8, verse 3, Moses says to the people that God humbled you by letting you hunger, then by feeding you with manna, with which neither you nor your ancestors were acquainted, in order to help you to understand that one does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. One does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord. Many of us know this verse, at least that last part, right? But the more we think about it, about what's behind these words, the more interesting, I think, it becomes. And so I'm going to challenge you this morning. I want you to think about this. How would you go about teaching someone that we do not live by bread alone? How would you go about teaching someone that we don't live by bread alone? What would you give someone to make them understand this? Our first thought would probably be to give them a short lecture, right? To explain it to them, or try to explain it to them. Or maybe we could offer up an adult education class. And then after a few words of introduction, break into small groups, right? If you've been involved, you know about breaking into small groups. So breaking into small groups to go over some discussion questions about it. What would you do for someone so that they could better understand that we do not live by bread alone? What God gave the people in the wilderness of the Old Testament and what Jesus gave the crowd in John's Gospel when he fed the 5,000 was bread. The people ate it and it kept them alive. They couldn't live without it. But why? Why give bread to make people understand that they don't live by bread alone? Of all the things to give them, why give them the one thing that seems to prove that you can live by bread alone? And yet this may have been the most important part of the whole reason for the people being in the wilderness, of their being called the chosen people of God. Jesus, in today's gospel reading, saw this as so very important for his followers to better understand. And I think that is why Jesus made such a point in trying to get his followers to understand this more and to not just take it for granted. The key to all this is that God gave the Israelites in the wilderness and Jesus gave the crowd of 5,000 bread in such a way that it was obvious that the bread was a pure gift. They didn't make it. Think about it. They didn't make it. They didn't work for it. And they didn't pay for it. It was just there. So they had the chance to look at bread as the stuff of life and to see that this bread was a real gift from God. It was a sign of God's love and God's real and honest relationship with them. Since it was a gift, they were able to see that the bread meant more than what it, quote, was all by itself. Yet the things that God gives us so that we can live if this is given to us, not just to keep us alive, but also to draw us to God, then we do not live by bread alone. So then it follows that the only gift that can really show us that we do not live by bread alone is free bread, or this free gift of God. And this is going on still today. And even now, God gives us the gift. He gives us a purpose. He gives us a meaningful life. We should never take that for granted. We have so many blessings. Look at all of you here this morning. You're all dressed up. You all have so many blessings. Think about the blessings that you have. I really want you to think about it. So I'm going to pause here just a second. I want you to think about all the blessings. And I want you to be sure to thank God for the blessings and not just take those blessings for granted. We are giving these things that we have as gifts. They are given us as gifts to help us realize that God and life with God are most important. We see this with special thoughts and realization at the altar this morning, where the bread we will receive is clearly not about itself alone, but of course it's hooked into something much greater, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. So we come to the altar. And when we come to the altar, we should come with a very real reverence. A very real reverence to receive the body and blood of Christ. Yes, when we come for communion in a little while, it is for us the deepest sign of the special presence of something much greater than just bread, just wine. It is everything we have. It is the presence of Jesus Christ. It's the presence of Jesus Christ who said, I am the bread of life. Part of the point behind the bread of the Eucharist is to teach us that we don't live by bread alone. This bread is special so that we can understand that all bread, all that we have, all that is necessary for life, that this too is so special. It is given to us as a very special sign of God's love for us. It's here to help get us past our selfishness so that we will give of ourselves to God in love and in service to others. It all comes together when we think about it. The bread we eat every day, and Jesus being the bread of life, and our Eucharist together, it all runs together. Now, here's another way. Here's another way to think about this. There's an old rabbinic saying as food for thought. It says, quote, if you don't give thanks for it, it is not really good for you. Get it? If you don't give thanks for it, it's not really good for you. And when I read that, I thought, that's what Eucharist means, right? Eucharist is an action of thanksgiving to Almighty God. Of thanksgiving to Almighty God. That's what Eucharist means. So, if we have enough to eat, and I think all of us here look like we all have had enough to eat, right? Do we have enough to eat and the strength to go on another day? And if you have people who care about you, and you all do, and you have people who care about you, if you have all of that, and you don't give thanks for it, then it's not good for you, period. giving thanks, to me, not giving thanks is shrinking from the meaning of life. That's because giving thanks for something puts it in its proper place. It puts it as a real part of our relationship with Almighty God. That's where things, all things, really belong in our spiritual life. Anything, especially bread, is understood properly only when it is understood in our relationship with Almighty God. If we do give thanks for our many blessings, it's good for us. If we give thanks for it, then every part of our lives can bring us closer to the only source of meaning and hope that makes sense, Almighty God. And I think it's very easy to forget this. We get so busy checking our cell phone, and you see people click, 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 click. We get so busy with our iPads. We get so busy with the 1,000 TV channels that we can watch now. When I was a kid, there was like 2 channels. Right? We get so busy with all that stuff that we forget sometimes about our relationship with God. I want you to think about it. I want you to think about this personally. How is your relationship with God? I want you to really think about that. How is your relationship with God? Do you put him on the back burner? Oh, I'll think about God right before I go to sleep tonight. And of course, we lay our head on the pillow and we go, right? How is your relationship with God? Don't forget about Almighty God with all your busyness. It's very easy to value the things of our lives for themselves, to take them outside the context of a relationship with God. And to me, that's what it means to live by bread alone. To live by bread alone means to see no further than the material things themselves. And so to miss the presence of God that really is a part of every piece of bread that we have. It is to miss the gift and the love behind the gift. So God gave the Israelites bread, the manna from heaven. And Jesus gave the crowds on the mountainside bread when he fed the 5,000. And God gives us bread. God gives us all that we need and more so that we may be drawn beyond ourselves and see more than we would ever see otherwise. So that we might understand that we don't live by bread alone. And so, let's give thanks. Let's truly give thanks this morning. Let's give thanks for the blessings that we all have. Let's give thanks and praise to God for this special and precious gift